died in Florida, and I went down there and stayed a week with him. And they have orange trees down there, just like we have apple trees here, and pick them off. You can buy a bushel of grapefruit down there. These roadside stands for a dollar a quarter.
Yes.
Well, I bought a bushel home and just give them out to the neighbors here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You might as well.
Oh, they was nice. Uh-huh. Well, that was cheap, you know.
Sure. What do you call the little red vegetables that are
radish? Grows in the garden?
Yeah.
Yes. Radish.
And the big red ones, the big juicy ones.
Well, I don't know. I just call them. Seems to me there's a different name for that little. Was that a little radish called a breakfast radish?
I don't know.
Well, the others, you know, are long. The red ones, we have white ones and red ones both. The red ones are that long. Of course, the little one you talk about is about like that.
Mm-hmm. I never saw the long one.
Well, we can raise them. You can show them in the late fall. Well, say July. You can sow turnips with them and sow radish seed with them and even get radishes. The radishes will make too, and they're awful good. Mm-hmm. Which is tender. They'll stay good to freezes. Mm-hmm. You know, you leave a turnip in the ground till it freezes before it hurts.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
What are large, juicy vegetables that you have to put a stake in the ground so they can pull them up off the ground?
Well, that's a tomato. They call them staking them. They call them tree tomatoes. Yeah, I've seen them staked up that high. That keeps the tomatoes up and out of the dirt and mm-hmm. the bare. But I never did stake any because, I don't know, we just didn't have to.
Mm-hmm. How about the vegetable that makes tears come to your eyes when you...
Well, that's an onion.
Mm-hmm. You ever call that anything else?
I don't know.
Your father called it an onion?
I suppose so. Well, we did ever since I can remember. Uh-huh. They're healthy.
Yeah, I like them.
I do too.
What do you call the little ones, the stick kind?
The ones you stick in the...
Well, they're just thin sticks.
Well, they're the Bermuda, I think. I think you set them in the fall, and the onion sets. Now they're little fellows that you set out and you sow in the spring, and they make your big onions for winter.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have two round kinds. You have a white round kind,
yes.
And then you have a yellow round kind.
Yes.
And then there's the other kind. If you don't let them grow too big, they'll be long, thin. They'll mm-hmm. be green at one end, and then they'll be white at the end you eat.
Well, I don't know. The Bermuda onion, we never did raise the Bermuda onions. They're awful good if you have a good look with them. They get so big and they're not so hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like them hot.
You ever call that spring onion or young onion or green onion or scallion?
Oh, I don't know. We generally have onions in July. Put them out in the spring and we have the young onions in July. They have a white. Well, where they're in the ground, they're white, and then the top's green. You cut the top off about that much before you use them.
Mm-hmm.
You peel the outside off the other part and wash them off, and they're clean.
How about the beans? Did you grow these large, yellow, flat kind?
Yes, what do you call it?
Not the pods, but the seeds themselves are large and yellow and flat.
Butter beans. Mm-hmm. There's two kinds of them. There's a small butter bean, and then there's a larger one.